It was a special time in the Blue Room of the state capitol on Wednesday afternoon as Wayne Crable of Hydro, Oklahoma, introduced by Governor Mary Fallon as the governor's Outstanding Achievement Award winner in agriculture for 2011. That means that Mr. Crable becomes the 14th member of the state of Oklahoma's Agriculture Hall of Fame. Governor Fallon says that she's delighted to hand out this award. It's just one more way to tell agricultural producers you are appreciated.
Well, this type of award to recognize our outstanding Oklahomans like Wayne Crable sends a signal that we appreciate how much agriculture has done for the state of Oklahoma, not only the important role that it has played in our history, certainly plays today, but will play in our future. You know, agriculture has long been the backbone, especially of rural Oklahoma. It is a food source for our nation. It's an economic job generator for our state, and certainly even provides income for our families all across the state. And it's a wonderful way of life. And so we don't ever want to let the agriculture industry think that they're not important to our state. And this is one of our ways of recognizing their importance to Oklahoma, is by having this governor's award today for the Outstanding Agriculture Person of the Year.
Wayne Crable and his wife Fern live on the same farm that his grandfather acquired way back at the turn of the century. Not 2000, but rather 1900. 1901 to be exact.
My granddad was a Mennonite, and they wanted to establish a Mennonite church close, you know, in this area, not too far away. He came down to see if he, at that area, was known as a big pasture. And it was the last to be open for settlement. And people in, that come down with the run and different things like that, they would run cattle and over in this area, this large area, and and free range them. So they opened it up, and they used a drawing. You'd go to El Reno and you'd apply, and they'd draw your name and they'd say, here's what's available. You can have this. A fella drew this but never did live on it. He drew it to sell. So my granddad traded a team of mules and a wagon load of oats for that farm in 1901. And he couldn't get the title work done until 1902. Mm-hmm. But he was there living in a dugout for a while. My mother was the first one born on the place in a granary.
Wow.
He built the granary first to live in, because he didn't have instant grain until the harvest was.
Mm-hmm. You know, as you think about your career in agriculture, they showed, of course, on the video, the fact that you figured out quite a few years ago that there was an opportunity maybe to improve our wheat yields by some different fertilizer.
Yes. Actually, we in college, we didn't spend that much time on what fertilizer would do. I can't remember it anyway. But while I was in the service, I was real good friends with a Purdue graduate. And he was telling me how they was upping their yields in corn. And he said, if you really want to do something, get anhydrous ammonia. Well, that's how I got started in anhydrous ammonia. When I got out of the service, first thing I wanted to do is see if I could apply this, what they called anhydrous ammonia. And the first, I just put a valve out there and some tubes out there and opened it up a little bit. And sure enough, it worked. And then later on, they made meters to meter it out, and it all developed. And in the late 50s and 60s, up until about 67, I guess, 66 or 7, we had all the business, because everybody was at that time was trying to sell 5-10-5 in a bag. Mm-hmm. And if a farmer put on a bag, a 50-pound bag of 5-10-5, and he fertilized. And with the help of OSU, we figured out how much fertility was necessary to raise 40 bushel wheat, which nobody raised. But we started raising 40 bushel wheat.
Wow.
So that's kind of how I got started in the fertilizer business.
We asked Wayne what sort of advice he might have for a young person interested in getting into agriculture, whether it's agribusiness or farming and ranching.
Oh, there are so many opportunities out there. And I dream of all the things that I could be doing and not doing. You know, look for things that that's an opening and can be a service to people. That's the way I look at it. We had a hog farm that they didn't help, they wouldn't let complete, and it's got a whole bunch of these cement pits there. I've been trying, it's been gone for 10 years, and I've been trying to figure out what we could do with it, and it seemed like I just can't get it off the ground, so that's some of my failures. I looked at tilapia and shrimp, and I spent some time on a shrimp deal in Arizona and different things, and I really think that microalgae is the thing to do on that. So there's opportunities, lots of opportunities. A fellow would get on this microalgae, there's no limit on how much profit you could make on it. So you can't just sit with wheat and cattle.
Get past wheat and cattle.
Past wheat and cattle.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
State of Oklahoma's 14th inductee into the Oklahoma Agriculture Hall of Fame, Wayne Crable from Hydro, Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.